am Joyce, and today we have another Dutch mini lesson. Today we are talking about our vowels. And the vowels in Dutch are klinkers, which is actually quite interesting because klinken is actually the Dutch verb for sound. We use our vowels, our klinkers, to make sounds and to make sense of certain words. And same as English, we have the same letters for our vowels. The A, the E, the I, the O, the U. And we have a wannabe vowel sometimes, which is the Y. I don't know why, but we do use them as a vowel sometimes. And it can come in handy in some of our grammatical explanation. So let's start with our vowels, because the vowels do sound a bit funny and confusing sometimes. So let's start with our letter A, the first letter of our alphabet. Our letter A in Dutch is not the A, it is the A. The A. Aha. The A. The A, the A, can also sound like an A. So same as in English, right? You can sound the A like an A, but it can also sound like an ah, like, or in man. So it has a lot of different sounds in English too. In Dutch, there's just two, the A or the A. The A and the A. So for example, we can think of man and mom. Moon and man. Man and mom.
Man, mom.
Man and mom. Then we go to our second vowel, onze tweede klinker, the E. Well, the E again doesn't sound like our E. It sounds like your letter A. So our E is said as A. The E is the A. The A, as in our last lesson, can also sound like e at the end of a word or e. So usually the E sounds like A or e. So for example, meer of met. Meer met.
Meer met.
So the E is the A or the E. Next one, the I. Well, if you see a pattern here, then you probably can guess what the I will sound like. The I actually sounds like the E. The E. So the I sounds like E or E. The E or E. The E in Dutch can either be the letter I, or sometimes you will see it as the IE combination, which actually also sounds like E. So for example, familie has both an I and an IE written, but it sounds the same. Familie. Familie. And for a I sound, we can refer to ourselves. Ik. I. Ik. So, familie and ik.
Familie, ik.
Next one, the R. Now, I say it as an Australian R. And this is a mistake that we see a lot as well. Australians love their R's. And they think that Dutchies love their Australian R's as well. But no, we say it as a clear O. So I don't want to hear R and make it a bit funny. We want to hear a clear O, a more American O. If we say the alphabet, we say N-O-P, but I want you to try and say N-O-P. Oh, little light bulb moment. So our Dutch R sounds like an O. Or an O. 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 So a word that has them in there would probably be something like dope and dope. dope and dop.
Dope, dop.
Yeah. Dope is not like the English word dope. It actually means a baptized, being baptized. So the dope is the baptism and a dop is a lid. So dope and dop. Then lastly, we have are you. Are you sounds like u, u. And it sounds more like a flute, has a bit of that u sound in there, flute. And we say u or u, that we remember from our d sound there. U, 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 u. It also sounds a bit more like stew, but without that W sound there. So like stew, woo, stew. That's how we can make our U sound. A very common U word in Dutch would be muur. Muur, the wall. Muur, or expensive. Duur, duur. And one word with the U would be dun. Dun, thin, dun. So we have muur and dun.
Muur, dun.
These are our vowels. So to have a little bit of a summary, let's try and do them all together. I'll say the letter in English and then you and Pauline can practice them in Dutch. The letter A.
A.
The letter E.
A.
The letter I.
E.
The letter O.
O.
And the letter U.
U.
A, A, E, O, U. Again, the best way to practice is to read a text and try and sound out all the letters as you go. Put on your Dutch cap and keep on practicing. And I'm sure that within no time, you'll be able to say all the vowels the Dutch way. Happy practicing and catch you next time. Doei!